Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Crowder and I joined by Mike Cugno from CBS4. Give you a little cat talk. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. 7 p.m. puck drop tonight here at the Amerant Bank Arena. You can hear the game on 790 a.m. with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay. Could potentially be the final Bally Sports Florida broadcast of the season, because if the Panthers knock Tampa out and move on to round two, all subsequent rounds will be on national TV only. Speaking of Celsius, they are giving away these white LED light towels tonight here at the Amerant Bank Arena. It's a Celsius sponsorship thing, so very cool giveaway. Solana, who's back in the studio. Solana and I are about to take it on the chin here, and I hate to share this story, but I have to, in all fairness. We've had an argument with Crowder for a while now, Cugno.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the flavor Snickerdoodle?
Sure, yeah, the cookie.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Well, when you say the cookie, I mean, Snickerdoodle can come in a lot of things.
But do you know
what's in a Snickerdoodle?
No, it's just one of those things I always – isn't like cinnamon and something?
Shockingly, it is. Solana and I argue that everyone thinks Snickerdoodle has Snickers in it. If you see Snickerdoodle pie, Snickerdoodle cookie, you're expecting. And what have we said, Solana? It's a dying flavor. It's silly. It's cutesy.
Yeah, anytime you see it pop up on the on like a menu, you kind of just gloss over it at this
point.
Whoa.
No.
Right. Crowder agrees with you.
No. That's like number two behind chocolate chip.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Take his mic away, please.
All right. Well, here's why we're about to lose this, Solana. Flanagan's has just introduced a new menu item, the Snickerdoodle Daddy.
What is it?
Look at that.
Oh,
Snickerdoodle
man.
Wings or something?
Flanagan's has introduced the Snickerdoodle Daddy. And now Solana is going to be so torn.
How come you never sent me to eat that?
That looks delicious.
A huge 6-inch warm Snickerdoodle cookie topped with two ginormous scoops of Edie's classic vanilla ice cream, garnished with two rolled vanilla wafers, covered with a landslide of toasted cinnamon crunchies, topped with a snowdrift of whipped cream and a miniature Snickers bar, then drizzled with multiple stripes of salted caramel sauce. So they're giving you a little shout-out to the Snickers.
It's an olive branch.
They're giving you an olive branch. I like that. But Solana, how do you feel? You're the biggest Flanagan supporter in all of South Florida. But you, like I, believe the Snickerdoodle is a wasted flavor. What do you do with this news?
Listen, Pat Riley once signed Dion Waiters and James Johnson. You know, the goats make mistakes sometimes, gentlemen. And here's the thing. The Flanagan's dessert menu happens to be flawless. They have that bonsai brownie, which is just the most succulent, perfect dessert. They put the Kit Kat bars in the Oreo, and it's got to be like 10,000 calories, more than Cugno will have in 3 months total. They don't need to be getting cutesy with their dessert menu. Like, what are they
doing? And I love how Flanagan's brings you a picture.
Yeah.
They bring you the picture board all the desserts. Such a great upsell.
Yeah.
Listen, anyone can walk over and say, you're interested in dessert. They come over.
The billboard.
It's like, they come over. It's like the closing arguments of a big trial. They're like, here's what we have, and let me recap. But the snickerdoodle daddy, I think, Solana, you're probably going to have to put it in your rotation.
Yeah, it's possible, man. It's possible.
Man.
Snickerdoodle's probably the oldest dessert.
You have to move your mic down.
I can't hear myself that good today.
There you go. I'm directing traffic here.
Y'all are uncultured.
These guys make more money broadcasting than anything else, and they can't get their microphones in front of their faces.
It is bizarre that Crowder decided to put the microphone at his eyeball level, though.
Eyeball that one level.
Was interesting.
And he was doing a Bobby Brown My Prerogative thing here. Flanagan's has the snickerdoodle daddy, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go. I'm gonna go try it.
That's a tough loss for me and Solana on that one. Yeah. All right, let's get headlines. Good, Randy Moeller is going to join us this hour. Talk a little Panthers hockey. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, who will be headed out to the Kaseya Center. Bring you some preheat tonight. Starting when 6:15, 7:30 tip tonight.
Yeah, 7:30 tip. So 6:15 tonight.
Very good.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. There's actually a lot of new news that has come out in the past hour regarding the Dolphins, former Miami Hurricane. We've got two big playoff games tonight, but I'll stick with food. You see this? Major League Baseball, Andy Slater tweeted it. Major League Baseball, they're introducing Ballpark Bites, stadium food that can be delivered to your house while watching a game.
This is so ridiculous. I saw this over the weekend. I'm all for, I say that you should be able to order movie theater food. Like, what's better than a movie theater popcorn and an icy? Now, I know you would never eat that, but like, it's delicious. And so I like the fact that they, you know, you could go on at Uber Eats and get a movie co to bring you that. But this Ballpark Bites that they're delivering is just like a hot dog or a burger. Like, it's not like a Dodger dog, or
right.
I don't know if you saw the White Sox unveiled this s'mores milkshake that everyone's going crazy about because it's actually the only bright spot that they've had this season. like it's just generic items, which is stupid to me. Like, if I'm going to get a burger on Uber Eats or delivered, like, I'm going to get one that's not just called Ballpark Burger, you know?
Burger, so, this is like the Publix delivery truck back in the early 2000s. Like,
something's
off. It was a cute idea, but no.
Something doesn't work with it. Am I misreading that, Solana, or am I right about that?
Yeah, I think you're right about it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Am I going to be able to get the ice cream in a mini helmet? Probably not, right?
Right.
How's
They're
that going to
travel? They're calling it like baseball ice cream. I don't know. It seems flawed to me.
You can get anything you want. So if you want one of them little dried up hot dogs in that little foil package, you get it.
Right, but I want it to be specific to a ballpark. I want it to be special, so I want it to be something that I could only get at a Marlins game. I want them to, like, I don't want generic, like, oh, you got ballpark pizza. Like, I want Sir Pizza with the dipping sauce.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want something specific, so I think it's flawed.
All right.
Chuck Metzger texting me, snickerdoodle is fire.
Yeah, Chuck is cultured.
No, he's got the worst
food
out, takes.
You're outnumbered.
He's got the worst food takes. Nobody knows what snickerdoodle
doctor.
Is.
He's a very smart man.
He's like one of those general doctors, though, that never really focused in on anything. So take it all with a grain of salt.
Writes a lot of recommendations.
Oh, yeah. Like, if something's really wrong, he's got to send you to someone who actually specialized in it.
Sounds like a smart guy to me.
Yeah.
Go to a leg doctor.
I don't want responsibility here.
Your neck hurt? Go to a neck doctor.
It's definitely wrong.
I will confirm something is wrong. There does seem to be a bone protruding.
Yeah.
Perhaps you should see an orthopedist.
Oh, my friend, and give me that copay.
Yeah.
After Hawk spends 15 minutes talking about snickerdoodle, he downplayed a doctor.
I have very little self-awareness.
All right, so this from the Miami Dolphins.
I mean, if you would have seen what I ate at Dave & Buster's during this Panthers watch party, I mean, they literally, for dessert, should have brought me paddles.
You got after it.
After their draft this weekend, Dolphins selected 7 players in the NFL draft. They announced officially they've exercised the fifth-year options of Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle.
All right.
They'll re-up them during this season.
Well, they got to do some math and figure this out. It's not that simple, which is why they ended up losing Christian Wilkins.
Yeah. Not both of them. They have to push somebody out and try to use the money from this year for next year. They got to do Tua.
Someone's going to have to wait. Yeah, someone's going to have to wait on the extension. That'll be the interesting
thing. Or the Tua extension will help them figure it out. Like, if they can backload Tua's contract, give him a big signing bonus, maybe next year Tua makes a lot less money against the cap, that's where they'll be able to fit in those extensions for these guys.
Oh, good. See, we were talking about Randy Moeller earlier, and he's walking over.
$1 billion.
Yeah, he was saying, Cunha was saying that he had asked Goldie who would win in, like, a phone booth fight, get out or you lose, you or Plagans. Plagans having youth and solid physique, and he said Goldie didn't even hesitate to say Moeller. And Crowder was saying, I can't see Moeller losing many fights to anyone.
Right.
That was Crowder's point, is like, you'll use your thumbs, a baseball
legit
bat,
saw,
whatever.
Legit saw fear in Crowder's eyes. Yeah. Like, he was like, oh, no, I don't want to park up that tree.
Yeah.
Take a timeout from your media. Media mogul over here.
Go ahead, Solana, or else Moeller's going to go off here and, hijack the segment, as he's been known to do.
I saw Barry Jackson tweet out that Ja'Kari Brown has announced he will – remember, he entered the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. He'll be attending the University of Central Florida.
Wow, UCF for Ja'Kari Brown. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Can he get in?
Solana got waitlisted.
No.
No one's ever been. They accept 60,000 students a year. That's got waitlisted.
That's the Mickey Mouse Illuminati. That's that feeder school to Disney World. I did something wrong.
Uh-oh. I got into FSU, though, Mike, so why don't you settle down?
There's no chance.
So did everybody else.
There's no chance. Clay Ferrero is here now. I don't know what to do, but I know Manny's head is exploding as he's hearing all this.
This is who you bumped me for last week.
All right. Manny. Tonight, Panthers Lightning game 5. Remember, Bob is a Vezina Trophy finalist.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to drop that on Moeller. Yeah, thank you.
A reminder. And,
pronounce it correctly.
Yes, yes.
The
Heat, can't wait.
They play the Celtics tonight. Game 4, 7:30 p.m. DeLon Wright is Vezina back tonight.
Vezina Warrior Princess.
Don't get it wrong.
Vezina Warrior Princess.
Also tonight, Pelicans Thunder game 4. OKC up 3-0. Lakers try
a
to...
ridiculous show. This is... Two playoff games tonight.
We talked about KD for an hour.
Okay, talked about KD and then came out of the box at 4 o'clock with Snickerdoodle.
I love it.
Pick a side. It's the classic Marino Montana debate.
Yeah.
Snickerdoodle.
The more broadcast professionals per capita in this just little square. And
this
not,
is.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. I appreciate it.
No, I mean, I was talking about you. Wide net. It was over that.
50 minutes of Heat, by the way, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Heat tonight are 10-point underdogs at home. Cunha, what do you think about tonight? You think the Heat can muster up another victory over Boston, or was that one game kind of a nice little outlier and we got a game to enjoy, but they're just overmatched?
I felt after game 3 like I did after game 1 and thought, okay, this is going to be a quick one. But to satisfy Solana, I've got the gut, Solana.
Oh,
you
Solana.
Know, bounce back. I don't know if they'll win, but it won't look like it did. I mean, that was uncharacteristic, like watching those guys just throw the ball out of bounds. Like,
talking about game 3.
Yeah. Yeah. What were they doing?
But you keep talking about the turnovers. They couldn't score, and they were down by 30. Like, they couldn't stop it, and they were just one-on-ones. Like,
But the turnover margin was 20 – or points off turnover margin was 20 points. So defensively, as Solana mentioned on our show last night so astutely, defensively they were okay. But that's the difference. It was a 20-point difference because of the turnovers, and that was the result. So I just think they cleaned that up, and it's going to look a little better. I don't think they're getting blown out again like that.
All right. We're not saying to win, but
yeah, just
I know. I'm trying to put it in terms that
you.
The way you watch a game, you're like, ooh, are they going to lose by 9 or 8?
I got you.
You're there till the end.
Stay away from me. I've been riding Carter Verhaeghe over 2.5 shots on goal every game this series, and that's been nice. I had the Timberwolves last night. That was nice to go back to the KD conversation. But I think Solana. Solana obviously has the guts. I'm having a difficult time figuring out. Like, to me, one win in this series, without Jimmy Butler, without Terry Rozier, one win, to me, is a feather in your cap.
It is, because as Miami fans, when like you look at the landscape of it, and you're like, okay, with no Jimmy, Terry, like winning this is unrealistic. But to give the city of Boston something to like squirm about for a day, just keep doing that. That's what makes it fun, I think, for Heat fans when it's kind of an unrealistic task to go out and actually win the series.
The Marlins do play tonight, by the way, 6:40 p.m. Final game in that regular season series here.
I thought they're playing now.
No, Dave Hyde believes they're playing now.
Okay.
By the way, Dr. Chuck has texted in, go to hell.
I'm with you, Chuck.
Yep. Team Chuck.
Versus
Dave Hyde was tweeting out, Solana, that he can't believe the Marlins have blown another 7-run lead in back-to-back days. And obviously he's watching a replay of the game on Bally, and he's getting torched.
Come on, Grandpa.
People are like, how can we trust your sports opinions?
Come on, Grandpa.
Dave, come
But
on.
Admittedly, Dave was up very early, right? Isn't he doing the show with Joe Rose this week, like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
Is he?
I believe he is. I believe he is. So he's up early. He's a little loopy. Mm-hmm.
4 hours of Joe. I mean, I get it.
4 years with him. I got you.
Still got PTSD.
Don't you need less sleep when you get old?
I need as much as possible.
You're an infant.
I know. Yeah. I love to sleep 10, 11 hours a night. I had a funny thing. So this weekend, this is the greatness of what we do, starting every day at 2 o'clock or whatever. So this weekend, Saturday morning, I was emceeing this pancreatic cancer walk. So I had to be somewhere at 7 a.m. We had to get up very early. Sunday, and then we had the Panthers watch party at night. And then Sunday morning, we left early for Tampa, go get some of my son's stuff because he's coming home this week. And we got back late last night. And I said to Lori, I said, thank God the work week is upon us so I can sleep late again.
That's your time off?
I love it.
Weekend's a hassle.
You work two days a week.
I was working hard this weekend.
You know what? Bosses love to hear that.
Cuno sleeps late too.
Not anymore.
Yes, you do.
Not anymore.
Because you have the 1-year-old. Yeah. But you used to before you had the baby.
Oh, I was a nooner.
If I would text him at 10:30, he wouldn't respond until noon because he was sleeping.
How do y'all sleep till noon?
Go to bed at 4.
But even that, like the sun comes out, I get up.
Nah, man. When you got 2:30 call time for work, you're like, I'll sleep till noon.
That's what we got to be. I got to get up at 1:59 to do the show from the house. I can't sleep.
Hey, we didn't tell you to have 18 different jobs.
Yeah, but listen, when I saw you here today, I was like, oh, Crowder was up early today because he had to drive in. So.
Yeah, no.
More so that you're actually in town. I mean, everywhere.
I can't sleep past 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Good for you. What time do you go to bed, though?
I go to bed at 2 or 3.
Oh, he goes on 3-4 hours of sleep.
I mean, I go to bed at 2 every night. I go to bed 2 every night. Wake up at like 8:39 now.
I can't do
that. It's still like 7 hours.
No. I'd be cranky.
Because you're a 4-year-old.
Anything else, Solana?
The only other thing is that the Cowboys are bringing back Ezekiel Elliott. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I saw that.
For what?
They're making moves, man. Cowboys are making moves.
They watch the Patriots?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It's around 85 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
All right, Randy Moeller is going to join us next here live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Thank you, Cuño, by the way, for your time.
You want to try that again?
Thank you, Cuño.
So close to sticking the landing after an hour.
All right. Get him, Solana. I had a very busy
weekend.
Very busy weekend. Make a song out of it.
I appreciate you, Cuño.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Aretha Franklin released this song on this day in 1967. How about that? Looking at the other stuff on this date and celebrity birthdays. Jay Cutler, your partner at, was it Inside the NFL?
Inside the NFL.
41 today.
Supposed to go hunting with him this summer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a crazy hunter.
Like, is he?
He sits in the woods for 4 days and stuff.
You hunt, Moeller?
Yeah, I used to, but I'm married now. Been married for a while.
Yeah, your hunting days are over.
Oh, they've been over. They've been over.
Randy Moeller is sitting with us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers will drop the puck tonight at 7 o'clock. By the way, before we talk some hockey here with Moeller, we have a chance for listeners to see the legendary metal band Megadeth with Mudvayne and All That Remains. It's at I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. If you want to win the tickets, go to WQAM.com and click on contests. It's a Live Nation show. Megadeth, if you've never seen them, that's a concert that you should see. You can register to win right now at WQAM.com.
That's got Plagans written all over.
I was thinking as I was reading that I should wait till the 5 o'clock hour when Plagans comes on, because I bet he's seen Megadeth 15 times, man.
Oh, yeah.
He can get down with that. Randy Moeller, you'll watch him tonight on Bally Sports Florida. I was saying earlier, this could be your final broadcast of the season because...
Or ever.
What?
Because if you make it to round two, yeah. Three, and the finals are national television only. What do you think so far about the series? We've talked about it. We've had a number of guests on. This team is so talented. I believe that they're a playoff-winning machine. And even the last game, down 3-0, to still come back and make it a game, this team just seems like everything that we were promised with Paul Maurice seems to be legit. So when you watch this team play, forget about the regular season. When you've watched them play in this series against Tampa, you think what?
Well, the experience that they got last year. And there, a couple things I'll say, and I said it before they even dropped the puck for this series against the Lightning, and the Panthers are the most aggressive, highest penalized team, best forechecking, swarming defense team in the league. And everybody agrees that, all around the NHL. But there's that fine line. There's that fine line. The Panthers want to play aggressive. They want to finish their hits. And that's how they have their success. That's why they are the team that they are. And very difficult to play against. But if you go over that edge and if you give the opposition, like the Tampa Bay Lightning, that is so loaded, top-heavy offensive stars with Kucherov and Stamkos and Hedman and Point and Hagel and that you can put yourself in some tough situations if you're sitting in the penalty box. I said it before, and no disrespect to the talent that they have and the Tampa Bay Lightning team and franchise and that. They're not interested in playing five-on-five hockey because it's really tough to play against the Panthers. You're going to get hit. It's smothered. You're going to get pushed, shoved. It's going
to
be
They're trying physical. To go, yeah.
Yeah, and that. So my thing is play as aggressive as you can without taking penalties because that's all they're waiting for and that. And they're so good at it. And that, so you look at the strengths of both teams, and if you're the one team, the Panthers looking at the Lightning, what's their strength? Well, their power play. They have the best power play in the league. And that, well, deny them that opportunity, play five-on-five hockey, and then, which we saw for the most part in the first three games, you're going to win the games. It's difficult, and it's easy for me to say, and that because the identity of this Panther team is the most aggressive, the best forechecking and that. And the Panthers, they lead the league in penalties taken in the offensive zone. That's just because of their puck pursuit, and they just will not give up on the puck. And sometimes penalties
that's a tough,
happen.
Like you're saying, though, that's a really fine line to walk because that's the identity of your team.
It is.
So you don't want to lose that identity in the postseason.
Yeah, but the thing is we're playing the Tampa Bay Lightning, not the Columbus Blue Jackets. And no disrespect there. Two different entities and that. So what we'll see tonight, hopefully, in Paul Maurice, he's told us before Game 4, he was so proud, and he still is, but he was very proud in this one aspect that his team had played as disciplined as they possibly can, being that physical. So, I mean, Channing, it's like football. Man, if your team is known that you're just going to just with those vicious tackles and in the face and rushing the quarterback and that, but there's that fine line. You start taking those 15-yard penalties, and next thing you know, you're backed up on your own goal line time and time again, right? And it's a fine line. These athletes are so proud and they're so focused that you got to – Try and stay away from those bad penalties at certain times to give the opposition the momentum.
Yeah, and then speaking of the Lightning, because I was kind of scared. I didn't want to play them. When that jockeying was going on at the end of the season, there's still the Lightning in my mind that were knocking us out the
championship teams. Yep.
But is that torch being passed now? Is this going to be it? Was it last year? Because the Panthers went to the Stanley Cup Finals. Have the Panthers taken over? Because it's almost like they should be worried about us. Why are we worried about them?
Not until they beat them in a playoff series.
They got to do it this series.
Yeah, they're 0-2 against the Lightning. And if they beat them in this series or whatever, yes, I think the torch will be passed and that. But I still have so much respect for the Lightning and the way that they conduct themselves and their coach and John Cooper and that. They're a well-coached and they play and identify to their strength, which is really good offense and hopefully score on the power play. Panthers have to deny that, take that as much as they can away from them.
We've been interested. Obviously, the goaltending has been fantastic this
Both sides.
Season.
Oh, yeah.
Sergei Bobrovsky is up for the Vezina Award.
The what?
The Vezina.
The Vezina? Okay.
What is that?
Who called it that? Did he call?
We said that we were going to do that to you, though, because
nobody.
He's won the Vezina twice, correct?
Correct. Yes, yeah. And the Vezina twice as well. Nobody butchers the English language more than I do, but I've never done that one.
That one, that was the exact reaction that we were looking for.
Dead air? That's the best content you guys have, is dead air.
Thank you.
Because I tried to get Cuno with it, but he was listening to us in the 2 o'clock hour.
So
he knew that it was coming, and I said, well, I'm going to try it again with Moeller then. Plagans, because I'm going to try it in the 5 o'clock hour with Plagans. He's too polite to, like, he'll just ramble, like, he'll just play it off.
Or politely correct you.
Right, so he'll say, yeah, he's won the Vezina a couple years and whatever. But Moeller was caught in his
I thought you were going to fall off your chair. Oh, that's good. That is good. Yeah, you got me on that one.
Try it with Goldie tonight on Bally Sports. Say, you know.
On the air.
Yeah,
the air.
Bobrovsky, yeah, I mean, he's having that Vezina style season.
No, I won't try that because it sounds too much like another word that I just don't want to go near. That I don't like that.
Okay. But he has had that that kind of season that gets you either the Vezina or the Vezina. One of the.
You know what? I said this before the season, before the series started, and that number of interviews and that, and they ask about Sergei Bobrovsky. And you got to have both the goaltenders, and Stolarz as well. I think there was one game all season long where Goldie and I, you know, broadcast the game and put the headsets down at the end of the game and kind of looked at each other and say, you know what, our goaltending wasn't maybe one game all season long.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And that's saying something.
Yeah.
That's saying something that that your goaltending has never been a problem all season long in the playoffs. The loss the other night, that wasn't Sergei Bobrovsky's fault in game number four. So Vasilevskiy is a world-class goaltender as well. I'm sure they're going to both be battling, and with some of the saves that we saw in game one and game two here, I mean, they're amazing. I mean, Vasilevskiy, there is one stretch there in that second game where I said it on the air. I said, I don't know if this guy's going to give up another goal.
Yeah. Was that the game that Bobrovsky had that unbelievable save?
Game number two.
Because I think it was game number
was
two.
It game two? I don't know.
But I was saying that if Bobrovsky doesn't make that insane save, you're talking about Vasilevskiy because he was unbelievable.
Yeah. And two world-class goaltenders and that they are at the top of their game right now, and they're both experienced. And, of course, Vasilevsky's got the two Stanley Cup wins and that, and Sergei Bobrovsky, that's his only motivation. I can tell you he'd be very polite if you walked up to him and congratulated him on the Vezina trophy. Now you got me thinking of it. He would politely care less because it's all about the cup. And winning a Stanley Cup is like winning the Masters. Once you won the Masters, you're a Masters champion.
Right, you can't take that away.
No, it will go forever, ever, ever. And the same thing, if you win a Stanley Cup, you're always a Stanley Cup winner and that. And you can have all these accolades, and there's so many great players that have played in the NHL. For some of them, Marcel Dion played, I think, almost 20 years. And there's other players, Mike Gardner, that comes to mind, that were just the Hall of Fame players. And multiple all-stars and blah, 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 and Hall of Fame and that, never won the cup. And it just, I know it just eats those guys because, and you think that, you know, the Panthers went to the finals last year and they got a good chance of going to the finals again this year. And if that doesn't happen, or if you come up short or whatever, you never know if you're going to get another opportunity because, the you know, players change and teams make changes and that. And all of a sudden, you know, look like when the Panthers went in year number, what, three, and went all the way to the finals, and everybody thought, oh, wow, you know.
This is easy.
Yeah, we'll go to the finals three of the next 4 years. Well, it took 24 years.
Yeah.
25 years, whatever it was, and that. So, never take it for granted. This team is very motivated. They're very focused on what they're trying to do out there. And you know, I just hope that tonight the team that has scored first has won the game in this series. Panthers are 3-0. Tampa scored first the other night, and they end up winning the game. So the start will be very important for the Panthers, and hopefully they can get this big, raucous crowd behind them and here on home ice and then take care of business.
Well, is there a definitive answer on who's the best player on the Panthers hockey team?
Well, their best player overall is Alexander Barkov. Mm-hmm. I mean, because what he does, and you know,
playoffs, though, you got to put Verhaeghe into
Reinhart
went crazy.
What about Sergei Bobrovsky?
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, I don't think you've got a definitive answer to that. There's a lot of stars. I mean, look what Matthew Tkachuk has done for this franchise since day number one, and what he's done, and looking at his numbers, whatever. They're just, especially in the playoffs. I mean, he is 18 goals, 33 points in 24 playoff games for the Panthers. And then you got Verhaeghe with all the, you know, third period and overtime heroics. He's got 5 overtime playoff goals and that over the last couple of years and that. So it's there's some amazing numbers that they put up there. But if you ask them collectively and individually, and that they really don't like talking too much about that. It's all about the team and all about winning. And that's what their focus is. And that, so it's game number 5 here tonight.
Real quick, because we're going to run out of time.
You always run out of time.
Let's say they get past Tampa. Okay. Who in the East scares you the most? I forget. Who was the conversation having where they were saying, you know what, Boston, because of last season and because of that series, you know, and I saw Carolina this season.
Oh, yeah.
Man, do they look good.
The Rangers.
Who scares you the most?
It's pick your poison. I mean, Boston, the Rangers, I mean, they won the President's Trophy, the Rangers and Carolina. Carolina is so tough at home. And that crowd at home is just out. They're like the sixth skater on the ice. They give them such a boost emotionally in that. So, there's another question. I don't know. I don't have a definitive answer because they're all three really good.
Look at that picture. Tree is holding up. That is an old picture.
At the old Miami Arena.
With Chris Miami Moore. Arena.
Or that's Goldie. Yeah, that's Goldie and I. Oh, yeah, I look really interested.
You're locked in.
Yeah, you know, you try and tell people that, you know, we're at the old Miami Arena. There was no press box or whatever. So what they did was, and Tree would have to come and set up all of his stuff. They gave us like 2 rows.
And they would put like a board over
And we were sitting on the board, and I'll never forget Hank. Hank Goldberg was doing leading up to our games, and remember he would come in and he'd sit on this board or whatever, and he would just be furious. And the language,
yeah,
on and off.
Hank didn't hold back when he was angry about something.
The best that I ever saw was, it was right before we're going on the air, and Hank is going to finish up, and I'm doing my notes, and I'm kind of sitting beside him or whatever, and the weather guy from QAM or some of like the traffic and weather. And right now it's beautiful and 85 degrees. And Hank was looking out and it was just pouring rain or whatever.
It's like when Solana does the weather.
And he just went off. And I thought that was the funniest thing. Anyways, God bless him.
Well, Moeller tonight, Bally Sports, Florida. Again, I hope it's the last broadcast of the season, because that would mean that the Panthers have punched their ticket to the second round.
Yeah.
And I would love to do it here. I didn't mind losing one on the road. I would love to do it here. Rain rats on the Lightning and have a little fun tonight.
I don't think anybody around here wants to go to game 7.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Nice to have it here, though, if it does.
It would, but I think
Let's get it done tonight, Moeller.
I'll pass on that. I'll pass on a game 7 here or whatever and that. Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys, and always great to have you here and the promotion that you do.
Watch him tonight, Bally Sports, Florida. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop here at the Amerant Bank Arena in beautiful Sunrise, Florida. Thank you, Moeller. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. Doug Plagans is going to join us at some point in the 5 o'clock hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come in!
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears?
Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.